Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I never understood people that followed bands. You know, like they everywhere they go, they went to the same show over and over. Mm. Like, don't you think like the first couple times you see a show, it's good if you're a huge fan. But then after that, you're like, this is basically the same thing every single night of my life.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you mention it. Like, my wife won't watch a movie more than once, but she'll go see the same band. And if they're playing multiple times over a weekend, she'd go to the show in a row.
Really?
Which I'm with you. Like, I can't understand that. Like, I'm sure there's going to be some differences, and I'm sure it's going to be fun and it's going to be cool, I guess. But I saw it, so it's not as going to be as much fun and as cool as I saw it the night before.
Right. And I always wonder, where do they get all this money that they could
their
spend?
Their parents.
Right? I don't know. Who knows? So I saw this article that was trending, and it's about this woman. She lives in New Zealand. And here she is talking about Bruce Springsteen.
First concert was on the eve of my 21st birthday, 1981, and it was at Wembley Stadium, and it was just awesome. And that was it. I was hooked, and I haven't missed a tour since. Wherever he goes, I'll be there.
Wait a minute. And goes on the, like, she goes to one show every time he goes on tour, or she follows the tour every time?
She follows the tour. So she travels all around the world to see Bruce Springsteen.
I mean, who is paying for this?
That's what I said. I was like, I don't understand this. And then she goes on, like, you would think that her and Bruce Springsteen must be the best of friends, right?
I would think so.
It was the Christchurch show, 2017. I'd been waiting 36 years to get up on stage. We had a very long hug. It was fantastic. I can die happy now.
36 years, you went to all those shows, you finally got a hug. Don't you feel like it's not worth it? Right?
I mean, even if it's the boss, right? I mean, you probably should have been able to sneak backstage at some point before then, get mm-hmm. a hug. After, like, seriously 2 weeks of shows, I'm grabbing somebody that's on his road crew or management. I'm going, you know, I've spent like $17,000 in the last month, right? Get me back there to meet him. I mean, I would think somebody would take notice of that.
Have you ever met anyone that follows a band?
I've met plenty, but they weren't friends or people that I would say I spent time with. Couple reasons. Number one, they smell like hippies. Number two, obviously they're on the road and they're following things. So, you know, it's hard for me to understand what that lifestyle would be like. Listen, I'd love to go, you know, travel around the U.S. for a while, not worry about things like showers or bills or stuff like that or responsibilities mm-hmm. and sell, you know, grilled cheese sandwiches in a parking lot that I'm making out of the back of a VW van. But it's just not realistic for me.
I have a friend and she's 100% completely normal, right? Mm-hmm. And she follows New Kids on the Block still. To this day.
Well, lucky for her, they're not doing a ton of stuff,
well,
right?
They,
I mean,
no.
They're not out on the road all the time.
Yes, they are. They're
Come
doing
on.
Tons of tours. She goes on the cruises with them, too.
I've heard about the cruises. I know the cruises are like a thing.
But I feel like at this point, now she's friends with them because not only does she like go on tour and like go to all the shows, but she goes backstage and has the VIP passes, too, which I believe she still pays for. Like, at that point, don't you think like you're just paying New Kids on the Block to be your friend?
If you're not dating one of them. Right?
Yeah.
Then it's not a sound investment.
I don't know.
And you're right. You're paying for somebody's friendship.
Okay.
No.
One band, one person, who would it be?
Do they have to be alive?
But yes, they have to be alive.
Well, you know, the thing is I'm a busy person, so at least let's get one that's not going to be on the road for all that much longer. How about Elton John? I'll follow him for a little while.
He's got a big library. I feel like it'd be a different show every night, but you would be so bloated after the sixth night.
I mean, speaking of bloated, he's probably not going to make it all that much longer.
Raven.
Well, I didn't kill him.
Why is it trending? Top three things trending from over the weekend. Raven, why do you think Ed Asner is trending?
I think at his age, it's probably not going to be good.
Right. Ed Asner passed away. He's 91 years old.
Oh, that's sad.
It is sad.
You know what? You got spunk.
I mean, just an icon all the way around. Like, I'm looking over his history of everything he's done.
Yeah.
Obviously, Lou Grant from Mary Tyler Moore.
Sure.
And then he had his own spinoff show. But even, like, the roles you forgot that he was Santa in Elf. You know, how about the fact that he's Carl from Up? He's the guy the whole it's all based on.
Yeah.
Russell, for assisting the elderly, and for performing above and beyond the call of duty. I would like to award you the highest honor I can bestow. The Ellie badge.
Oh, I get like I get all teary eyed thinking about that movie.
Anna makes it like a half hour audio cut for you because she loves that movie so much. Literally the longest piece of audio she'll play all week long.
Oh man. And like up until 91 years old, like he was still doing Cobra Kai. He's Johnny Lawrence's stepdad, you know?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He played a good jerk, didn't he? He played a good jerk when he wanted
great.
To.
Yeah. Also trending this morning, everything having to do with Hurricane Ida.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, man. Thinking about you guys down in Louisiana, it's dangerous.
Category 4 when it made landfall yesterday. It's the 16th anniversary of Katrina when it hit. Things in perspective. Katrina was a 3.
Yeah.
And this is a 4. All of New Orleans is without power. It made the Mississippi River reverse its course.
It's terrifying.
It's definitely one of the most powerful storms in U.S. history. Here's the positive side, if there is a positive side to this, is that they are so prepared after Katrina that there's a lot of things that are already in place to be able to get people out and evacuated and where they need to be.
Just hope they work.
Yep. But also trending because of Hurricane Ida is Dasani. Raven, why is Dasani trending?
I don't know. Did they send water to the wrong place or something like that?
No. People were tweeting pictures of all the empty grocery store shelves in New Orleans, and the only thing left was Dasani water because they say it's disgusting and nobody wants it under any circumstances, even a hurricane.
It is not my favorite choice, to be honest. It's true.
Like, is it true that they add salt to it to make you more thirsty? Like, that can't be real.
There's some sort of sodium something in there, I guess. I don't know. I heard that same rumor, but I just don't enjoy it. You know, some water, it just doesn't taste the same as others, as crazy as that is.
I feel like it tastes milky, if that makes any
it's like
sense
thick.
At all.
My it's wife thicker. Says it's thick.
Yeah.
She says it's thick.
I like
which,
it,
which, by the way, Fiji seems thick, too, but I like Fiji for some reason.
All right.
I don't know.
It's a big water talk. All right. Yeah. Also trending, Al Roker. Why is Al Roker trending?
I don't know. Did he say, it's not going to be a hurricane? I mean, he's a weatherman.
Yeah, no. Not that's completely opposite.
Okay.
They did the typical weatherman thing.
Yeah, he was out there. Yeah.
Listen to this.
All right, sorry. I guess we lost communications, Chuck. Right now, we are looking at imminent landfall of this storm. Winds of 100.
He's getting pounded by hurricane winds.
So enough for nothing. How long does Al Roker have to do this?
Well, that's what that was. Like, that's 100% why he's trending. He's 67 years old.
I mean,
like everybody was saying, like you got the young guy in the studio that's doing commentary. Why does Al Roker need to be in the middle of the ocean during a hurricane?
I gotta believe that he wanted to be out there. I guess because that doesn't make much sense to me.
I mean, that wave came and took him out. It took him out.
Watch those knees. I mean, and you have to replace a hip?
Somebody else has to be available, right?
I don't think that anybody actually needs to stand in the way of a hurricane nowadays. I think we know what it looks like. It's just for our entertainment value.
Yeah. Not for nothing. Like, we could probably give that up at this point.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you're one of those guys, and I say guys because I don't want to sound sexist, but it's always guys.
Oh, here we go.
Always guys.
Here we go.
Always.
About to be sexist. Prepare yourself, guy.
If you hold out your hand for a handshake, but then you take your hand and you motion it back to like smooth out your hair like it was like a joke.
Where you go, oh!
Right, oh! And then you smooth out your hair like to the side as if you're like, who used to do that?
Nah.
I think that's like...
Italian dad.
No.
That's like, who would do it.
Like Fonzie. Who would do that?
That's right.
That's all I need to know about you. Or the cousin of that is the guy that goes, high five.
Yeah.
And then he goes, high five. Mm. And then it goes, get low. You're too slow.
Oh,
and they pull their hand back really fast.
Right.
If you do that to not just a child, but to adults... That's also all I need to know about you. I met both of these characters over the weekend.
I mean, if you fall for both of them, you got to get faster, too, at the same time, I would say. I mean, it's cheesy, but don't let that guy get away with that more than once. I mean,
I
if
can't.
He does that to one person in the group, you got to get faster.
I mean, as a 41-year-old woman, when you take your hand and you put it out to shake my hand and I go and I give you a big smile and you do it and then you do the side thing on your head, I've lost all respect for you.
He was older than you, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
It's old guy.
Yeah.
It's an old guy thing.
Yeah.
Still.
No. I think it'll die with that guy. It'll probably go away. I mean, not that I'm here to kill him.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure he's a fine individual in other ways of his life. Mm-hmm. But in that one, obviously death is what he deserves.
Okay.
If you have a grad law sign on your front lawn for a year, that's all I need to know about you. I was just mentioning this to you, and you don't believe it's a real thing.
It's only in your neighborhood. I've not seen this anywhere else.
But why is it happening in my town? All of a sudden, I'm driving around and I'm seeing graduation signs, like, you know, the ones that it's like, congratulations to my grad. And I'm thinking to myself, that was June. For many schools, it was May. And it can't be for this year's students, right? And they look like they're new.
I don't know.
I don't know why it's up now at this point. It makes no sense to me. I'm so confused by this.
Today's my daughter's first day at school, so I can't understand why they're putting up graduation signs.
You wouldn't congratulate her the entire year for making it to school that first day. No, it doesn't make any sense.
No, not usually.
No.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you finish the toilet paper roll, either at home or at work, and you don't replace it, that's all I need to know about you.
100%.
Bad person.
Yeah.
Low life form.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Monster.
And you know what? Somebody that really enjoys the moment of terror that comes over you the second you realize that you're in a very dire situation now. That stash of toilet paper better be somewhere in that bathroom, especially if it's at work. One place that I worked, Anna, back in the day, very old building, old house. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in that building that worked there was irresponsible. I mean, it was radio after all. But the best part about it being an old house, once you got past the fact that it was haunted, it always had the cubbies above the toilet.
Yeah.
So there was always a roll in there. Always a roll.
Absolutely. I remember, you know, back when I used to sell real estate, it was out of an old house, and there was always rolls of toilet paper above the toilet in that cupboard thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now imagine if you were at work here. And there was no toilet paper.
Oh, I would just sit there lonely on the stall, just waiting for somebody to come in. Guys, anybody?
Crawl under the stall wall to the next one and see whether or not that had any toilet paper in it.
You got to shuffle with your pants around your
you
knees,
get caught.
Like into the next stall. Hope nobody walks in at that moment.
You'd get caught, man.
Yeah.
Terrible.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. There are some phrases that seem innocent enough, but deep down, they drive you absolutely insane whenever somebody utters them to you.
Oh, well, that's the point of phrases like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, look at me. I'm being nice to your face, but I'm also being snarky right now. I'm insulting you at the same time. Condescending.
Yeah. What's that phrase to you? 1-800-330-9999. My husband calls everybody jabronis. It's like he's stuck in like 1997 WWE, The Rock, and like over the weekend.
Can you call people jabroni nowadays? Actually,
I'm not sure
you can.
Well, I googled it because I'm like, what is?
I don't see The Rock still calling people jabroni.
I looked it up. All it means is a foolish person. That's
okay.
What it means. It's
all
like,
right.
Then I thought about it. I'm like, is it a derogatory term? And
right.
Then I looked and I'm like, no, he can get away with it even though it's dumb.
Yeah.
But there's certain things, like whenever he says that, he's like, oh, come on, Anna, you don't want to be a jabroni. I'm like, maybe I do. Maybe
right.
I do want to be a jabroni.
I am right now. You married this jabroni, all right? So watch your mouth, buddy.
But there's some phrases that drive you nuts.
Sure. I can't stand it when people say to me, like, yeah, we can't all be rock stars. Or in the next life. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of like an attaboy, or maybe you'll be smarter next time, or you were lucky there. You got lucky. I can't stand it. People say that I'm lucky.
You got lucky.
I mean, I love to get lucky, but I can't stand it if somebody says I was lucky.
Well, you only get lucky if you're at like a roulette wheel and you hit like with a lot of money on it.
That says luck to you.
That's lucky.
That says luck to you, right. But
I mean,
other things in life.
No, you worked for that.
That's exactly why I get so mad about it. It's like, wait a minute, I work for my luck. I create my own luck.
I
mind my luck.
It's true. You have two things that you say to me that drive me mad because I think you say them not to be insulting, but
right.
I know that deep down they're they're.
I'm saying them to you
or
I'm saying them to anybody?
No, you do them to me.
Okay, what are they?
One.
Uh-huh.
Know your role.
No.
That makes me crazy.
Oh.
That makes me absolutely nuts because you're like, know your role. Like basically, I'm overstepping my boundaries,
well,
and that drives me absolutely nuts.
Anna Zapp has a lot of roles, is what I would say. And some days, she's not as good as getting out of the roles.
Uh-huh.
She likes to get in everybody's roles.
You better watch yourself.
Some days
there.
You need to be in the roles,
mm-hmm.
but other times, can't be in the roles.
And the other one you say that drives me absolutely mad.
What's up?
You're overthinking it. You're overthinking it.
Well, sometimes you overthink
it. Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Sometimes you do.
Oh, my gosh. See what I mean? It drives me absolutely mad that he says that. Somebody's got to think, Raven. Somebody on the show has to use their brain.
Well.
Overthinking it.
That's sad to say. Sometimes we just get lucky.
There are some phrases that just drive you crazy. They're innocent enough, but every time you hear it, you just die a little bit inside.
That's the thing, though, about these phrases. They're power phrases because the person who's using them may or may not know that they are actually an insult. And every time you hear one of these phrases to you, you contemplate that and you look them in the eye and you go, are you a friend or an enemy?
Right. Like what Raven always says to me, I'm overthinking it. Everything we discuss, I'm overthinking because God forbid I use my brain. God forbid.
Sometimes you overthink it, man.
Here we go.
Just saying.
On our text line, I can't stand when people tell me to calm down. That's another one you tell me all the time. You got to calm down.
Well, because the thing is that somebody is only telling you to calm down or relax when it is that you're already worked up. Mm. So when you're worked up at that point, like, you know, it's hard to calm down. Then you just feel like somebody's telling you, like, you know, your feelings aren't valid. I get that.
Right. Don't tell me to calm down.
Yeah. When somebody tells me to calm down, I go nuts.
Right.
I go, you want to see me calm? I'll tell you calm. Audrey, you calm down right now.
Can you imagine? This is my life. You're dealing with this. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna O'Raven. What is the phrase that seems innocent enough, but deep down drives you crazy?
The phrase, God help me. When someone is talking to you and they say, God help me, it's like, am I that difficult that you need God's help?
It's true. I need the man who created the whole, yes.
Universe,
right.
Galaxy.
Right, in 7 days, 9 days, how many days was it?
I think it was six, but seven.
I mean,
I don't know if it was
a low count. It wasn't a lot of days.
Well,
right, so
I'm not sure it goes hand in hand.
Clearly, there was a lot done in a short amount of time.
God help me get out of this.
Right.
Right.
And they need help to deal with me. They need God's help. Like, I'm that bad. It drives me nuts when people say that.
Thank you for the call.
And Ann Raven, what's that phrase that's insulting, but it's not insulting, but it's really insulting?
Anytime someone starts something, any phrase with no offense, but ... it's like you're about to say something offensive. So why don't you just say offense, ... and let me tell you how I'm about to offend you. It drives me crazy.
Wait a minute.
Crazy.
So are you speaking about somebody writing you an email or somebody says, no offense, ...
No,
that seems strange in a conversation.
No. Well,
no, when someone
right.
goes like, no, when someone says, no offense, but like your shirt is hideous.
Right.
So, anytime someone says no offense, but they're going to say something offensive.
Well,
okay.
Clearly.
So I have found a way around this because I am one of those people that uses the no offense. I always say, I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Right. Right.
But
there's only one way to take it.
Right.
There's clearly only one way to take
it. It's never going
right.
to be good.
Right. That's right.
So when you say, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, you're saying like, this is going to hurt.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's a phrase that's insulting but not really insulting?
After I complain to my boyfriend, he always says to me, it is what it is.
My father used to say that. But that was after he had surgery a couple times. And I'm not sure that he had other responses ready to go.
Raven.
So I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not a great response.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, I say that a lot because it is what it is. Like
Oh, God.
Here we go.
All falls under that umbrella. No, I've said it before, too. It's just that thing when you're just like, all right, whatever. I heard what you said.
Yeah, but
I don't have anything to add or
anything
to do. It's a difference
if your best friend says that or if your boyfriend says it. Because your boyfriend, you feel like it's dismissive.
Right.
But if it's like your like friend or somebody that like you... Then I could... You're like, you're trying to say it to be compassionate.
They're commiserating with you, but... Yeah, I get it.
My girlfriend Tina just texted me. The phrase, don't you think, gets under my skin. Just say, I think you should. Right? It's true.
Yeah, I guess. That's a good one.
There's some phrases that seem innocent enough, but they just drive you absolutely crazy because they're insulting.
Mm-hmm.
On our text line at 1-800-330-9999, the phrase they can't stand is same difference.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means when people say that.
Well,
same
it's like
difference.
Even money. Doesn't make any difference.
Mm.
Come on. It's not going to matter one way or the other.
Another text, when people say something and then they say, you understand, as if you're an idiot.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like it when people say to me, oh my gosh, I just forgot my thought.
You forgot your thought.
In the middle of my thought.
Another one that's
literally in the middle of a sentence.
I'll let you remember. I'll give you a second. When people say we're not saving lives, I say that a lot here.
Yes.
I say that a lot here to the guys, like to the producers, like when we make a mistake or something, I'm like, listen, we're not saving lives, which I mean, it's kind of true. We're not.
We're not brain surgeons. Can't always hit a home run. That's the one that I was going to say. And it's the same type of thing. It's like, well, you know what? I mean, I might not have hit a home run that time, but I did do pretty good.
It was still a double.
Yeah, I mean,
it counts for something.
My double's better than somebody else's double sometimes or whatever. I'm always like, wow, I did pretty good there.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the phrase that seems innocent enough, but you just can't stand it?
Trust me. I hate it when some people say trust me, because as soon as you say trust me, I immediately don't trust you. I'm immediately suspicious.
Anna and I were actually just having a conversation right now about air quotes.
Right.
When anybody uses air quotes in a conversation where they like literally raise their hands up above and do it, mm-hmm. I immediately take the fact that they're stating as a lie. I want Wikipedia instantly to tell me that they are a liar so that they'll learn their lesson and never do that again. Good one. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that phrase that seems innocent enough but drives you crazy?
You did good. Who's the brain surgeon who came up with that one?
Oh, you did good.
You did good.
Yeah.
And then the brain surgeon that came up with that one.
Yeah.
Good.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are phrases that are insulting but not really?
Man, you know, when somebody tells me this isn't in your wheelhouse, man, that really just gets me, you know, freaking livid.
I mean, how do they know?
It's just like, right. You don't know my wheelhouse.
That's right.
You've never been at my wheelhouse.
That's right. Like, what is a wheelhouse?
What is a wheelhouse?
But I know what you mean, man. Like, they're saying it's not something you can handle or something you'd be good at. Like, how do they know?
A wheelhouse is a part of a boat or a ship serving as a shelter for the person at the wheel. Doesn't it make sense?
Yeah, that makes no sense whatsoever.
We're not even talking about boating. What are you talking about, my wheelhouse?
You're right. I'm mad about this wheelhouse nonsense.
Yeah. Oh, it also means area of interest or expertise. I guess that makes a little bit more sense.
Okay. Well,
but still, it's insulting.
Probably should have read that part first.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a phrase that's insulting but not really?
When my husband says to me, you always have something to say, like, what is that? Yes, I have something to say. I have opinions. I'm smart. Like, I hate that phrase. It gets me so riled up.
It's true, though. You always have something to say. It's like, yeah, because I'm a human being.
Well, that's how conversation works.
Just be quiet. Am I just sit here in my corner silently? You can't put baby in a corner silently.
Oh, sometimes.
Exactly.
It would be so wonderful if you could. Sometimes.
What's the cheapest thing your spouse does? 1-800-330-9999. You know on Venmo how you can't see exactly how much anymore that they're sending other people, but you can see in the comments like what it's for.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's one of the most entertaining things you can read.
So I pay my babysitter through Venmo, and I'm looking at it, and it pops up, and something catches my eye because my girlfriend is sending her husband, and in the comments, he just says groceries. And I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted her later on. I'm like, what? And he's notoriously cheap. I should say that. He's notoriously cheap.
Okay.
And I text her. I go, why did you write groceries? And I'm thinking like it's like a code name. I don't know.
Right.
I think it's like something funny. Maybe
some
like
fun
a
game in between the spouses. Right.
Because I do that, too.
It means like, lace.
I
clearly.
Sometimes I write funny things in there, like just, you know, just to entertain myself. So she says every week she has to Venmo him half the cost of groceries. And she has a spreadsheet on how much she's allowed to spend on certain things.
What?
So, like, she can't spend more than $3.69 for a gallon of milk. Like, she has, like, it's like a whole thing that she went through.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, that's cheap.
It's for him, though. It's to satisfy his desire, or it's for her and her budgeting plan.
He has such a strict budget.
Wow.
And they split the grocery costs in the house, which to me seems crazy. Like, you're both eating it. You're married. Like, why would you do that?
And at the end of the day, we both have to survive this.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess because it's very foreign to me because, I mean, I guess Paul's just not that. Like, my husband doesn't
pay attention to those.
He doesn't pay attention to those things.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Alicia, one of the biggest things that Alicia will, if you have a price matching policy, a lot of places, you know, price matching policy, it's front page, right? They want to let everybody know.
Mm-hmm.
There's other places, though, they have a price matching policy that it's nowhere. Like, it's a mystery for you to find it out. And she knows every store's price matching policy. When we go to the pet store, I swear, at the register, it takes us like 10 minutes. Stuff for the dogs is expensive now. She price matches everything, and we walk out of there every time, and I believe that we've actually committed robbery. It's cheap, but it's great. It benefits us, but sometimes it drives me nuts. And if you're 10 people back in the line, forget it.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the cheapest thing about your spouse?
The cheapest thing my husband does is he likes to reuse like the freezable like Ziploc bags and the sandwich bags. He like insists on like washing them out and like he like air dries them and stuff. But
what?
It's something that he does make sure that like it all drips out and everything. But I don't know. It skeeves me out. I feel like they're not reusable.
Yeah.
Well, this is like my family. We use foil. I'm like, Ma, it wasn't until I went to college that I realized people didn't reuse foil.
Wait a minute. I mean, if you take the foil off something, there's nothing stuck to it, and then you immediately use it on something else right at that moment.
Oh, no, we would fold it. Like, we would fold it in squares and then put it back. Like, if it was, like, decent. Yeah.
If it was decent, even. Not, you didn't say clean. You said decent.
Right. No, I think, like, there must be something in Italy with foil. Because every time, like, my family in Italy reaches out to us, they want us to send foil. And growing
foil.
Up, we had to, like, protect our foil. Like, I don't understand.
That's amazing.
I've never researched it, but clearly there's an issue there.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't feel bad when I put one thing in a Ziploc and then take it out a few hours later or a day later and throw it out. I do. I feel like I'm kicking a baby seal in the mouth.
Right.
But I also don't reuse it because it's got mayonnaise or something on it, man.
Now, I will reuse some Ziploc bags. If
really?
They're not that dirty, I'll put them on the side.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shocking to me, I have to say.
One of my girlfriends, her and her husband, have Excel spreadsheets. He's actually created the spreadsheet for her, and it budgets how much she's allowed to spend on everything at the grocery store.
I mean, that's great. Obviously, living on a budget is important, especially when you've got a family, but still. Sounds a little bit wild.
And she has to Venmo him half the cost of the groceries every week.
That's the part that really blows my mind.
What is the thing about your spouse that makes them cheap? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Oh, God. My wife will use coupons, which I don't have such a problem with, but she will use expired coupons. And we will get to the store and she will argue with the manager or the clerk about the coupon. Sometimes she wins. Sometimes she doesn't. But it's always embarrassing.
It's an uncomfortable moment.
Yes.
Listen, if your coupons are good and they're within the time frame, then I don't understand what the person at the store is doing fighting. It's not your money, all right? Give up the coupon money because it's there, it's legit. And I support that person as they argue the coupon. But if you argue the expired coupon, knowing it's expired, like, what are you standing on? What's your foundation there? You know, your foundation is just chaos. That's it. You're like, I'm going to go there. I will be an agent of chaos. And hopefully they'll relent and they'll give me this $3.
Because the truth of the matter is that if you argue long enough, they give it to you. And they know that. And
sure.
I think that that's the problem. Everyone has to make a decision. Are we taking expired coupons or not? And the world has to follow that decision.
That's it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the cheapest thing your spouse does?
My husband is so cheap. If any ATM charges $1, $3, we could be in the Bahamas on vacation in Maine, wherever we are, he will not pay the fee. He will drag us for 35, 45 minutes, an hour, waste our vacation time looking for an ATM with absolutely no fees.
I do despise the fees. You know what I hate the most about the fees, though, Anna?
Mm-hmm.
So Alicia has one of those cards that, you know, she doesn't have to pay any fees.
Yeah.
You know, no matter where she goes with her ATM card, oh, we're bank, we'll refund the fees, even if there's fees.
Yeah.
She reminds me every time how her ATM card is superior to my ATM card. Don't condescend to my debit card, lady.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the cheapest thing your spouse does?
My husband is so cheap that when we start running out of our dish detergent, he puts water in the bottom of it to try to, like, make it last longer. But it doesn't even wash the dishes anymore. It drives me absolutely nuts.
So I'm down with this for the hand soap. All right. Like, if you got the Bed Bath Beyond, the thick hand soap, you know, the stuff with the little beads in it or whatever, or the exfoliating, I'll throw a little water in there. And then I'll swish it around a few times. I'll use that to wash my hands a couple times. Drives my wife insane.
Well, I don't think it's real soap at that point, disinfecting your hands if you're just watering it down.
Ah, come on, disinfection. I'm washing my hands 72 times a day right now, more ever than in my life. This is just washing my hands in my house, right? So I got to get the stank of something off of them. It's no big deal.
I mean, at 99 cents, it seems like...
Oh, no. Those are the expensive ones. These are like, I don't know. She always got a coupon, but it's like something. It's like 5 for $20 or something. I don't know. She takes me to Bed Bath & Beyond a lot. Too much, really.
Mm-hmm. What's the worst decision you can make as an adult? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I saw a meme that said the worst decision you can make as an adult is when you say, I'll get gas in the morning. And I'm guilty of this. You wake up, you're running late, you forgot you needed gas, you have to run on fumes to get to work, and then you finally make it, and then you're like, wait a minute, but am I going to make it out of this parking lot when I have to leave?
Yeah, I lectured you on that last week.
So I recorded myself as I got into my car, knowing perfectly well that there was a good chance I wasn't going to make it to the gas station.
All right, I'm in the car. I turned it on. I was hoping, like, sometimes, you know, when you turn your car back on and your car has been parked, it, like, gives you a little bit more gas and, it, like, the line goes up a little bit. Unfortunately, that did not happen. It still says I have zero gas. The light is on and it keeps blinking, fuel level low.
What did you think? The rationale was if you were flat, you'd have more gas?
Yes.
Even though it's hot, I have all the windows rolled up. And the air conditioning off to preserve any gas that I have left. I took off my shirt, so I'm just in my sports bra. So there's that.
Just driving down the road in my sports bra with the windows up, wondering, can I breathe in this car?
I know that feeling when you're trying to be as aerodynamic as possible. Uh-huh. You visualize yourself like an Olympic swimmer. Yes. The windows are rolled up, AC's off, and you're trying to roll down a hill. Do you crouch when you do that, too? Because I do.
Yeah.
Instinctively in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm accelerating, but I know that I have to ride it so that I can't keep pushing the gas because that uses gas. Okay, the fuel level is blinking rapidly.
Oh, gosh.
As is my heart.
Right.
Does it get faster?
What? The
blinking?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
No, I know.
Wow.
Please don't be the loser that runs out of gas. Please don't be the loser that runs out of gas. Also, according to my car, my service is overdue by 800 miles.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that helps the gas cause or not.
I'm now due by 1,200 miles.
Oh, my. Get an oil change.
No, Paul's on it. My husband's going to make the appointment today because, as he says, I don't understand why you can't do these simple things. Right?
Just breathe it out. Okay. Oh, no. It's a red light.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's a red light. Oh, my God. Maybe it'll turn. Nope. It's not going to turn. No, I'm going to have to come to a complete stop. All right. I'm rolling. Rolling. How long is this red light?
Is there anything worse than being almost out of gas and hitting a red light?
It's tough.
Oh, my God.
Because when you step on the gas, it might be running right at that moment. When you step on the gas to pull away, even it could go plop.
Oh, my God. It's getting slower. Come on. We're almost there, kind of. Oh, I see it. I see the gas station. It's like one of those weird no-name gas stations, but who cares? They've got gas.
I've been told a million times, don't go to the no-name gas stations. I didn't care. Literally, it could have said anything. It could have said, like, fake gas, and I would have went there.
As long as there wasn't somebody at the pump.
Yep.
Pulling in. Look at me. I'm like a superhero. What do you think about that gas gauge? Woo!
Yep. I make it, and I all of a sudden, it's like all that stress and that, like, just completely disappears, except there's one small issue.
Okay, what happened?
Oh, wait a minute. I pulled into the wrong side. My tank is on the other side.
Oh, no.
Why they make it so complicated. They should put all the tanks on the same side.
Why are the tanks on different sides of the car? It doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, you mean like from car manufacturers or gas stations?
Like sometimes your gas tank's on the left, sometimes your gas is on the right. Just make it on the same side.
Yeah, and it's different with different brands.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. No, sometimes that's confusing, especially when you're borrowing somebody's car. Unfortunately, this is your car.
Yep.
And you know it well.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think that this is a lesson you should have actually learned about gas mileage, because I think feel like you're gonna press your luck again.
For me, saying I'm gonna get gas in the morning is the worst decision I can make as an adult. Worst decision you can make as an adult is when you say I'll get gas in the morning, because you're always running late, you get in the car, you forgot that you need gas, and now you don't have time for gas, and then you break into a full sweat later on because you're afraid you're not gonna make it home because you're gonna run out of gas.
Even worse, when you did it, you know, you're going in so early that if you ran out of gas at that time headed in, it may be your morning, but it's everybody else's nighttime, so you're standing there in the dark.
1-800-330-9999. What is the worst decision for you that you can make as an adult? Hi, it's Anna. Raven.
For a loan.
Oh. Second payment's due tomorrow. He paid on time this month. He paid on time this month. I feel like you're my conscious calling, but you must be talking about your own life.
Yeah.
I'm definitely talking about my life. I co-signed a loan for my brother. Not good.
Yeah. I mean, when they're adults, it's so much more painful. When they're your kid, at least you have, you know, your sense of love and duty to blame.
And then you feel like you just failed as a parent.
Yeah.
That's all, you know?
Yeah. You're right. It goes both ways. Right.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the worst decision you can make as an adult?
Ooh, worst decision. All right. This is going to seem petty, but trying to make school lunch for your kids the morning of instead of making them the night before. It's hell on earth.
But, you know, I get it because the mornings are always such a rush and it's always difficult. But I always make them the morning because I feel like, isn't it gross if it's sitting in the fridge all night? If I make like a sandwich or something.
It'll meld. That's what they call it, a melding.
Yeah,
when it all kind of like goes together there. But, I mean, you're up before most people. You've got a little time in the morning. I don't know. You're sleepwalking when you're getting up, too. I mean, I don't know if I could do it in the morning, to tell you the truth.
Making school lunches, period, is terrible. And nobody ever wants to do it. And, like, that's really the best part about summer is not having to make school lunches.
You recall my wife's crazy idea of layering the meats and the lettuce and the cheeses
yes.
to keep it from melding? I don't know the exact order still to this day, but she believes that through science, she has mastered the sandwich made the night before. She does. She believes it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the worst decision you can make as an adult?
Definitely using the regular checkout line at the grocery store instead of the self-checkout. Because even if the regular checkout looks like it'll be quick, you know you're going to get stuck behind someone who like needs three things from the back and has like 50 coupons, and it will take an hour. Just do self-checkout.
Price check. I mean, who knew there was still such a thing? Although I have been there before when the cashier just seems defeated by that principle, and it seems like they just make up a price, right? You put something on there like, oh, yeah, they look at it, they turn it over, they don't see any sticker, they don't even flip through that little Rolodex of prices anymore nowadays, they just punch something in there.
Oh, I've never had that happen to me. I usually just stand there and wait, like, awkwardly. And I am in the same boat now. If there is a self-checkout option, I will self-checkout. Every single time.
Do you feel like the cashier's sad as you walk by?
I don't know. I was thinking about that, too. I'm like, am I getting rid of jobs by doing this? Like, then I started feeling a little bit guilty. But I just like to be able to see what everything costs as I'm buying it. Because I think sometimes I just put things in the cart and I don't pay that close attention. And at the end, it's like the come to God moment, the reckoning.
The sticker shock.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. To make sure that I'm not overpaying for things.
A human can be too fast at the register. You're right.
Almost ran out of gas last week, and it's always for the same reason. At night, I see that I don't have any, and I say, I'll get it in the morning before work. And then you know what? I get to work, I forget, I'm running late, and then I almost run out, and I like break a sweat, and I'm terrified that I'm going to run out of gas on the side of the road.
I mean, you're a grown-up. That's a terrible decision.
What's the worst decision that you can make as an adult? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999.
I just did this one the other day again, actually. My car. I haven't had this car but for a minute at this point, Anna. And the worst decision that you can make is parking your car next to the cart collector. You know, because people just, they don't even walk their cart to the cart collector most of the time.
Yeah.
They're like throwing it at it. All of a sudden, we believe that I can shove a cart from, you know, the other side of the parking lot and it's going to magically land in that cart collector. Those people give it a shove and they just turn around. I don't even think they look.
Mm.
Meanwhile, your car's next to it getting bashed. The other thing that you can do as an adult that's terrible, don't pay your insurance.
Well, right.
Seems any minute you don't pay your insurance, and I don't care what it's insurance for. It could be a vacation. Mm-hmm. It's whatever. It's that moment that you go, should I pay it? And you don't. That's when you're going to have a problem.
Absolutely. Hi, Anna and Raven. Worst decision you can make as an adult?
I know I'm going to suffer if I eat some Buffalo Wild Wings later on, but I can't stop myself.
You're an addict.
Buffalo Wild Wings, it just... they're so good.
Is this a commercial, sir?
Yeah. For me, I am lactose intolerant. Have you ever seen me not eat a piece of cheese? I'm going right now to the fridge to get a Polio string cheese.
She has cheese every morning.
Right. Can't handle it. We'll be sick every day. Does that change anything? Nope.
Ann Raven, what's the worst decision as an adult you can make?
I would say hitting the snooze button. You know, it's like 5 minutes or 10 minutes. It takes away from a lot of time. It's just a slippery slope.
Or you hit that button and all of a sudden you roll over and it's 5 hours later.
Absolutely.
And you don't know what happened. Yep.
I used to be a snooze person. Remember, I had to stop.
Oh, yeah. You got out of it now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Because it's a dangerous game you're playing there.
Right. Because you fall asleep, you hit it, then sometimes you accidentally shut it off. And that's where the problem lies.
A lot of times is the alarm starts to become part of my dream after I've hit the snooze the first time. And then I'll just sleep right through it. And then Anna's calling my house and then telling me that she hates me. That's literally the thing she says. I've overslept twice.
Three times.
Was it three times?
Three times you've fallen asleep.
It's been a very long time.
And then I like to wake you up by saying, I hate you. Yeah, get to work.
That's right. That's what are you doing? What's wrong? The first thing she's doing is yelling at me. And if I'm not bleeding in a ravine or down in a ditch, then the next words out of her mouth are, I hate you. Get to work.
Yeah. It's true. Sometimes I have to call his wife, too. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the worst decision you can make as an adult?
I just can't take liquor the way I used to.
Mm.
Let's just say that. Sometimes now, if I have a big night of drinking, it takes a week or two to get past it, get my mind straight again. And it's just too bad that the body does not take it. I had no idea that my body would stop letting me drink alcohol the way it does.
I mean, a week seems extreme, man. Maybe you should ease up on those certain nights. Sometimes 2-3 days for me to feel better.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I read this article that a hangover is truly only 24 hours. And I'm like, I don't know. I think this is for people under 40.
No, I would agree with that. Back in the day, you bounce right back, ready to go to work the next morning.
You go, you get a bacon, egg, and cheese, a Diet Coke, you're on your way. Not so easy anymore. Now you need like 4 bacon, egg, and cheeses.
And 7 stops at a bathroom.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Chris and Eva. Eva, what's going on?
Hi, yeah. So my boyfriend and I were invited to a wedding. It's like in the middle of the week, and I want to take the next day off, but he doesn't want to. I just think it'd be super fun, you know, to take some time and have a little party and a little get-together out of town.
This is happening a lot, Anna. So this year, next year, you're going to see weddings on Mondays, Thursdays. I'm seeing a lot of this. What day of the week is it?
It's on a Wednesday.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, it's Wednesday night, and then Thursday, Friday, the plan would be to take it off?
Yes, yeah.
What's the problem, Chris? What do you think?
I think, personally, it's absurd to ask someone to take a day off for a wedding. Firstly, secondly, a wedding on a Wednesday is stupid. Anybody who does that, that's just dumb and selfish. I don't care if you're having trouble. Pick a different day. Less people are going to come. If you don't want people to come to your wedding, throw it on a Wednesday. I don't plan on taking off Thursday myself. It already costs so much to go to a wedding. You got the gift. You got travel. You might have to stay over somewhere. And then Thursday, you're going to have to take off a day of work and lose more money? For someone's wedding? That's crazy.
Okay, you keep saying someone's wedding. I think it depends on who that person is. Who is the person whose wedding is it?
No, I don't think it depends on whose wedding it is.
Oh,
this
okay.
is everybody.
Okay.
This is across the board. Anybody.
All right.
Well, whose wedding is it?
Yeah, I mean somebody has to be getting married. Whose wedding is it?
It's my cousin's wedding.
Okay. On the one hand, I get what you're saying. I mean, a wedding is expensive, right? You go to a wedding and it's expensive. There's a certain amount of cost associated with it. And let's face it, you know, where the wedding venue is might not be your idea of an ideal getaway that you want to use your vacation days on. Some days, you know, some people have more vacation days or more flexibility than others, and you know, might have them allocated somewhere else. On the other hand, I mean, you know, they're giving you the choice. It is a Wednesday. You're invited, but you don't have to be there. So they're not necessarily the devil just because they decided to do it on a Wednesday. I mean, a lot of people are stuck in circumstances right now. I mean, you're still going to go, right, Chris? Even if you don't take the days off, you're going to go to the wedding, right?
Yeah, we're just going to leave early and go to work the next day.
Nah, let's just lean in and, like, just enjoy it, you know? And we haven't seen these people in a long time.
Well, let's see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Eva. Like, just take the few days off and call it a mini vacation and go and have a good time. But they may see Chris's side, too, that it's not really fair to ask your guests to take off days in the middle of the week, a couple of them, possibly, to be able to attend an out-of-town wedding.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Chris and Eva were invited to Eva's cousin's wedding. Now, here's the thing. It's on a Wednesday. It's a pandemic makeup wedding, really, is what it is. And this is the day that they could get. Now, Chris thinks it's incredibly rude that they were invited to a Wednesday wedding.
Yeah. Even wants him to take a couple days off from work. Let's make a trip out of this. Let's go. But he's like, listen, this is nowhere that we would ever take any time off together. And the truth is like, I mean, drinking during the week, Anna, it's weird. You want to go to a party, like you need the time to recover at past a certain age. And if he doesn't want to take it, it is kind of awkward.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
Hey, I'm on the wife's side. So I feel like life is too short to worry about taking a day off of work. I've been an ICU nurse for the past 2 years through this pandemic, and I've seen some crazy things. And I think that if you have an opportunity to enjoy a wedding with your loved ones and then take a day off in the middle of the week with your wife, like that's just take advantage of that and have fun, enjoy it, drink too much, dance. Life is too short.
Absolutely. Thank
good
you
advice.
For the call.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Chris and Eva were invited to Eva's cousin's wedding. Now, because of the pandemic, it had to be rescheduled. One of the only days they could get available is a Wednesday wedding. Well, Eva doesn't have a problem with that. She says, great, we'll take a couple days off. It'll be fun.
Chris doesn't want to take his days off from work for a Wednesday wedding. He says, what are we going to do in that town anyways? It's nowhere we would normally be hanging out. I might want that day off somewhere else. Who has a wedding on a Wednesday? If you want your party to stink, have it on a Wednesday.
What do you think about this? Checking our text line at 1-800-330-9999. I'm on his side. Why waste PTO? It's a cousin. She can go alone. You have to prioritize the people in your family.
I barely like that cousin.
Whose side are you on? Hi, it's Anna and Raven, Couples Court.
I'm on Eva's side. First off, he's a big grouch. I mean, people had to put their weddings off due to COVID. They don't want to wait another year. So go with your significant other and make them have a good time.
I don't know, though, man, because sometimes, you know, the venue's stuck in a town where you're just like, all right, what are we going to do the next 2-3 days?
You know? Sometimes you have the best times. I went to a wedding on Saturday, and it was fantastic. It was great. Granted, it was on a Saturday, but still.
Right. I mean, imagine if it was on a Wednesday and half the people were there.
Right, but still, it was a good time.
Annie and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi. I have to say, I think she should just go without him. I mean, she doesn't need to go with him. No one asks if he chooses not to go. He doesn't have to go.
I have to tell you, I agree with you. I've gotten to a point where that if somebody in my family, my cousin or something, was having a wedding and for some whatever reason my husband couldn't make it, I would always go by myself. And I wouldn't think twice about it.
But would you stay the rest of the week?
Sure. Yeah, if my mom was staying there or my sister or like my other family, sure. Why the hell not? It's not like it's not like she doesn't know anybody else.
Okay.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Eva's side. It's a wedding. Like, take it off and have a good time. Nobody was asking them to do it. I just think that they should just do it for themselves and go away together.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Eva, our audience agreed with you. Just take the few days, go have a good time. You only live once. This is something that's happening right now. Go and do it.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. See, Chris, let's just do it.
I don't like your audience.
Well, you know, Chris, sometimes things don't go your way. I get it, man. I mean, a random Wednesday and then, you know, a couple more days off in an area where you probably weren't planning on ever vacationing before in your life. Now you're going to be out there for this random wedding. Try and make the most of it. You know, room service, right? Live it up a little bit.
Sleep
maybe
in.
A spa day.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Heck yeah.
You good with that,
I'll
Chris?
Do my best.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
All right, Olivia, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Olivia.
Okay.
Thank you.
So here's how it works. Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I bring him back in, ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But Olivia, all you have to do is get more right than him, and you're going to win $1,000, okay?
Okay, cool. Sounds fun.
Number one, teen drama stars Sophia Bush, Hillary Burton, and Bethany Joy Lenz created their own podcast titled Drama Queens. What show did they all star in together in the early 2000s?
Oh, I have no idea.
Number two, a prequel to The Lion King is in the works, and the Underground Railroad star Aaron Pierre will voice Mufasa in the film. Who originally voiced Mufasa in The Lion King?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm so bad at this.
That's okay. As long as you're having fun, who cares, right?
Okay, yeah.
Number three, Budweiser has created a barbecue-scented candle to keep summer alive even through the winter. What breed of horse does Budweiser typically use in its promotional commercial? Say it one more time.
Clydesdale.
Okay. Number four, JoJo Siwa will make history when she becomes the first contestant on Dancing with the Stars with a same-sex dancing partner. JoJo first became famous when she was part of what reality dance show on Lifetime?
Oh, Dance Moms.
And number five, today is Frankenstein Day. It's always today to celebrate the birthday of the woman who wrote the novel. Who is that?
No idea.
That's all right, Olivia. Let me bring Raven back in. That's all right.
Amazing.
You had fun. That's all it matters.
Yo.
So Olivia got two out of five.
Not too good, Olivia. $1,000. Let's see how I do.
Very bad.
Number one, teen drama stars Sophia Bush, Hillary Burton, and Bethany Joy Lenz created their own podcast titled Drama Queens. What show do they all star in together in the early 2000s?
One Tree Hill, right?
Yep.
I love Sophia Bush, if nobody knew. Yeah. Just let them know.
You love everybody. Number two, a prequel to The Lion King is in the works, and the Underground Railroad star Aaron Pierre will voice Mufasa in the film.
Okay.
Who originally voiced Mufasa in The Lion King?
The incomparable James Earl Jones.
Number three, Budweiser has created a barbecue-scented candle to keep summer alive even through winter.
Okay.
What breed of horse does Budweiser typically use in its promotional commercials?
Clydesdales.
That's right. Number four, JoJo Siwa will make history when she becomes the first contestant on Dancing with the Stars with a same-sex dancing partner. JoJo first became famous when she was part of what reality dance show on Lifetime?
Dance Moms, right?
Yep. And number five, today is Frankenstein Day. It's always today to celebrate the birthday of the woman who wrote the novel. Who is that?
Shelley.
Mary Shelley.
All right,
it's like the only book I know.
Yeah. Olivia, Raven beat you 5-2, but we're going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. It's Olivia, and I can't beat Raven.
All right, hold on the line so we can get all your info. Thanks for playing, Olivia.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
All right, we put another $100 in the jackpot tomorrow, same time, $1,100.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.